from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Do you guys trust Tim McMahon as a fairly locked in basketball and Mavericks basketball human?
I think he's a great writer, reporter.
Okay.
I worked with Tim McMahon when I was an intern at ESPN, and I right where Mike said, he's fantastic at being there for all of it and reporting what he hears. He also will irritate some people along the way.
I get it. I get that. Well, the reports...
Mike said, oh, well.
Reports were swirling last night, and I feel like we kind of saw this a while back, is that Mark Cuban will no longer be in charge of the basketball operations. You remember when the majority sale was first made, Mark Cuban said he'll still be in charge of basketball operations. And one of the things that we brought up was, yeah, but for how long? Right? Like I said at the time, I thought it'd be a max of 2 years. And if these reports are correct and Mark Cuban will no longer be in charge of basketball operations, he'll still be minority owner in the team. I'm sure he'll still kind of, to me, be the de facto team mascot, essentially.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll have the same seats.
Yeah, and everybody identifies him with the Mavericks. But I was curious, if this is indeed the end for Mark Cuban in terms of having that decision-making power.
That's a lot lighter.
Yes. No, he's hopefully healthy and thriving. But in terms of making decisions for the Mavericks, what do you think his legacy is going to be? Because there was a really long time that I thought if he would have sold the team or walked away, his legacy would be glowing, glowing, glowing. Now, if he is departing, it feels a lot more complex.
I can't sit there with recency bias and say that I only look at what happened the last 10 years of it all, because the first 10 years, how many years has it been again?
2000.
Okay. Yeah. The first part of it was a blast. I became more of a Mavericks fan than I ever was after he bought the team and the journey to try and get Dirk a title, his loyalty and commitment to Dirk along the way. And Dirk's loyalty and commitment also back was a huge factor there. It's very difficult to find two people that are trying to accomplish that together and actually do it the way that they did it. I know there were some other weird things that happened later on down the road there too, but you got a championship. I got a championship for Dirk Nowitzki. That was an amazing moment in time. I wish we could have built more and done more, but man, I became more of a Mavericks fan when Mark Cuban bought the team. So I will always have that part of it for me.
Yeah. If you had me sum it up in one word, I would say good owner, but I mean, there's a lot. There's in 24 years, there's a lot that goes on with him. Ultimately, he was the owner of the one championship we have as a basketball fan.
Absolutely.
So that's great. And there were some great moments. We went
twice with him.
Yeah.
We'd never been once outside of that.
Do you count this one as a third or no? Because you know, 06, 11 in this year, do you count him as...
I guess not really, because it felt like what got you there was after he had technically sold the team. But if people disagree, I can live with that.
I don't have a strong take on that either way. I mean, he was kind of part owner in this one.
Yeah, I'll let him have it if he wants it.
But yeah, it was... I mean, obviously you had the stuff with the women that wasn't good, like really bad.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to bring up because...
And then I just, real quick, he just kind of... He made some major decisions that went bad, too, but that's probably going to happen. Well, I think of Steve Nash, just like, I'm just going to let him go. And Jalen Brunson, I mean, you know, and he can defend those situations, I understand, from his perspective. But there's some basketball decisions like, this is really bad that other teams don't make these bad decisions. But he did recover from both of them. But, yeah, the women thing.
Yeah. And I was just going to ask, because like the first few fan texts I saw were like, good riddance, done with him. And I don't want to go that far either. Like, I'm going to get to the women in just 1 second. But I don't want to say like the whole run was a failure or anything like that, just because it feels like it didn't end well. You know, like,
I wonder if they're newer and they don't remember how bad Ross Perot Jr. was.
Oh, man.
That is a...
It was a business and a business alone.
Right.
That is a fair point. So... NPR did a story about it. You saw stories about it everywhere. There was a 7-month investigation into sexual harassment and workplace misconduct within the Dallas Mavericks organization spanning like 15 to 20 years. And there was a lot of like damning things that came out of that. And Mark Cuban contributed $10 million to women's causes following the investigation. Obviously, because of some of the fallout of that, Marshall ended up getting hired. And I'm not saying she hasn't done a good job or wasn't good for the job, but it came about because in my opinion, based on people I talked to within the Mavericks organization, not just basketball, but within the Mavericks organization, said Mark Cuban had his hand in every single thing that happened here. Not just basketball wise, but business wise. And then I had one person tell me the idea that he didn't know is laughable.
You think it was more active than negligence?
Yes. Yeah. I think he knew. And they were like, well, let's see if we can fix this.
And I think both are equally damning.
Yeah, oh, right? For
Even
sure.
If you want to go to negligence, that is your responsibility, being in charge of it. And I think that, either way, it's damning.
And there was just times when, and we can move on to other stuff, but there was just times when he was like, no, I know everything about this business, right down to the fact that now we're going to start taking Bitcoin as payment for all. Like, I understand every facet of this business. And then it was like, well, people on your business side were getting harassed and worse. And he was like, I don't know. Like, I have people that do that kind of stuff. And I was like, come on, dude. Like, that is like not the message that you've been giving us for 12 to 15 years. And then I talked to a couple of other people and they were like, yeah, I do not think that is an accurate description. So I think that's a stain on his record. And then I think the way he took over as the GM and didn't do a particularly good job, that's another ding. But to y'all's point, it's also impossible if you're a longtime Mavs fan to not think what an crap hole of an organization this was.
Yeah, he took over the worst organization in all of sports. It was voted by Sports Illustrated. The worst franchise of the decade of the 90s was the Mavs.
And I believe that.
And it wasn't just basketball. It was all sports franchises. Sports franchises. So there's a lot of good that he did. There's definitely that is really bad. What the way that he handled the whole Tradema Ussery, Pants DJ, all of those things that were going on, really bad. But ultimately, now he becomes not like us. He does have a minority stake in the Dallas Mavericks, but he becomes somewhat a super rich, big time Dallas Mavericks fan. And I'm happy with that. I'm fine with that. And thanks to Mark Cuban for all that he did for the Dallas Mavericks. He's not totally out, but pretty much out.
He got the Dirk statue up.
Yeah, I don't think that was a tough decision.
Okay, but getting it done and everything, like, did the city didn't pay for that? Is that was out of Mavericks fund?
So, but yeah.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Absolutely.
And the idea that, I mean, and obviously Dirk is just an incredible person, but he was able to maintain that relationship all the way through. I think that that's a two-way street that you absolutely have to give some level of credit for.
Maybe till the end.
Well,
that's a great point. I think like a lot of people, and I'm not just trying to be lazy about this, I think like a lot of people, like his legacy is going to be complicated, right?
Yeah.
Like you probably don't find too many people whose legacy is like, I mean, I know there are
ultimately
people.
Jerry's is going to be complicated
yes.
too.
Yes.
Mean, his ownership, I mean, I'm being honest, his ownership will end when he dies. But like when we talk about those days after that happens and hey, his legacy and everything, he's in the Hall of Fame as an unbelievable owner, you know, and then we'll talk about that way. But for Cuban, I don't think he's going to go into the Hall of Fame. You know, as being one of the greatest owners, but he did do a lot of things. And then the other thing too is like, I have to look at it and go this, I think he lost the 2006 NBA championship.
By running his mouth.
I think David Stern hated him so much that he was like, I'm not allowing this guy to win right now, 6 years or so into his ownership. I can't deal with him barely already.
Because,
I'm not going to give him a championship right
because
now.
Because he became, if not the biggest name owner in the NBA really quickly, one of the biggest. I'm not to say that's the best or anything like that, but everybody knew who Mark Cuban was. And then he like ended up managing the Dairy Queen or working at the Dairy Queen for a day because he tried to take a shot at them when compared to referees. Like he was everywhere pop culture wise. He was in Entourage and all this other stuff.
Remember when he did that reality show because of a bet? He was like, I bet I can get $1 million. And everybody was like, no, you can't.
Is that what
like,
started Shark Tank?
No, it Jenga. It wasn't called Jenga, but he did one of those stupid shows.
No, not
it lasted maybe two episodes.
Okay.
And he said he charged everybody $1 to register to be on the show. And over 1 million people registered for it, so he made $1 million by doing nothing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And I do want to bring this up since I talked about this as an issue from the 903. I bet there's a lot of people like this. The women thing is a moot point for me. How did the Mavs develop and what did they accomplish? That's all that matters to me when I grade them as a GM. And I understand that there's a lot of people who are like, personally, I don't have to like the guy. How did he do at his job? And so I don't want to say that that's not an opinion that people can have. I don't share that opinion. But if that's the case, it does feel like it's kind of split up with the lead up to the championship where he inherited a lot of great talent,
yeah.
but made it go and kept yeah. it together, kept a lot of it together.
It's, to me, honestly, it's crazy that he doesn't own the team.
It is really weird.
I can't believe that he doesn't. I mean, obviously, I think
you thought it would be a Jerry Jones place where he would have it forever.
I did too.
Yeah,
I did
too. I mean, this is my opinion. I have nothing to back this up. I do think financially there is something behind the scenes with Mark Cuban to sell the team, because just a few years ago, and I know he said, well, I changed my stance because of the ownership now has the casino stake and he wants to build casinos with the Dallas Mavericks and everything, but he's somewhat out as a minority owner. And he's like, well, I don't know that aspect of it. So I get what he's saying now, but just a few years ago, he was on every podcast that he would go on. Like, I'll never sell the Mavericks.
Yeah.
So I just don't think the casino thing was that important to him to now have no stake. Like he sold it as, well, I'm doing this, but I'm still head of basketball operations and that's what I want to be. But now that we know he's not head of that anymore, to me, there's just more of, this had to be a little bit more of a financial situation. Not that he was poor or anything like that. Like, I don't know how billionaires, you know, go, God, I only have $500 million of liquid assets right now. I don't know how it is, like, with them and stuff. But I never believed that he would sell the Dallas Mavericks. I figured it would be hand down to his kids.
I do think that, I don't know if he spoke about that and that part of it, like, they have to want it too.
Well, his kid is now at all the games and at Vegas Summer League. So I think his son, I think his son's 14.
Okay.
I think. But he's 14 or 15. Like, his son seems to be pretty pro Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah.
So I don't think his son was going, hey, Dad, I really just want to, I don't know, sell shoes for a living or something. I think that he would have loved to have taken over the Dallas Mavericks.
Being Al Bundy, not so bad though. Look at.
That is fair. And then I see multiple people are like, hey, he might be disappearing from like this role, but, and he's talked about this forever. Are you going to see him potentially make a run at some sort of political office? Like, I can't rule that out. I think
he might have. I think that the women thing that we brought up, I think was like, I can't do it now.
Yeah.
At least, and maybe that just has to pass over time. But I think in the moment,
I don't know,
2018, 2019 or whenever it was, where it was like, he might really do this. Then all of the women stuff happened with his organization. It was like, there's no way he can overcome this in this short amount of time.
Do you think we're better off?
I do.
I do too.
Not that Mark Cuban was a bad owner. I do not want to. He was a good owner. I'm just using one word, complicated, but good.
Or are you saying better off for having him?
No.
I think we're better now.
Okay.
These owners are a lot richer. I think these owners, in a way, are not basketball people.
They have
and
a
not
structure.
Not that Cuban was, but Cuban was like, I'm going to learn this and then I'm going to run it.
Yeah.
And so I think Cuban over time decided, I am smarter than Don Nelson. I am smarter than Donnie Nelson. And I can do this, which caused issues and problems.
Yeah. I mean, there were those kind of breakdowns in relationship when it came to the hierarchy. I do want to point this out, like, I guess in defense of Mark Cuban in some ways, is just because someone is rich does not necessarily mean that they invest in a huge way.
Sure.
And I mean, early on, I don't think there's anything to say that this new ownership with the Adelson family and the, I forget what, the governor's Dumont, there we go, that they won't. But one of the things that also is like Mark Cuban, players liked him. Players liked this. I mean, even recently I saw Shaq talk about the idea that when he was leaving LA, he wanted to come to Dallas. Like there are people that like this place, and it's because of the ways that Mark Cuban invested in like the player level of these things and making sure that they were comfortable and all those things. And that's an ethos that I hope remains even as he's not like the primary owner of this thing.
Shaq was like, they put lobster and steak in the visitor locker room. Of course I wanted to go play for him.
But then he ran out of money. Yeah. Then he's like, you could have kept Jalen Brunson. It was very easy to keep him. You just give him a max contract.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not doing it. I'm not going into that tax threshold. And here's my hope, because Reggie, you're right. I don't know this ownership. I don't know how willing they are to go into the crazy LA Clippers situation.
Sure.
Where like, I don't care. I'm paying $400 million for this team. I don't care. You know, I have all the money in the world. We don't know until we see how much they're willing to pay to keep a championship team or a contending team together.
For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, man, there is a lot of feedback and it is all over the place, which probably feeds into what we said, complex. And it's really tough. Because somebody asked about the comparison. I know we got to go. Somebody asked about the comparison between the Mavericks and what happened with the WWE. The WWE, in my mind, was without question worse because the person who ran it was responsible for the accusations or the alleged accusations they're the ones being accused. Mark Cuban was just accused mostly of, hey, you knew about this. Did you try to cover it up? Whereas the accusations are, no. Vince McMahon is the guy who orchestrated a lot of this. Not that any of it is good, but when you ask about that, I think about that legacy thing all the time. And it was like, you can do everything you want. You're not going to be able to decide what your legacy is. And like that goes from Mark Cuban or apparently now George Washington.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.